Awesome. Hi there. Happy New Year. Yay, it's 2020. And what better way to start a new year than to follow a New Year's resolution? I'm following two at the moment. One is diet, that is much less interesting. And the other one is much more interesting. It's a challenge that I'm trying to not only fulfill myself, but also I would like to bring closer to other people. And this challenge is to write 52 cards or 52 letters, 1 week per letter per year in 2020. So the whole idea is to, in every week, look for occasions, look for opportunities to reflect of, well, about what I learned, about what I, you know, what was important to me. And then usually Sundays, probably Sundays, sit down and write a card or write a letter or write two or three. Maybe let's focus on one because 52 is quite a lot, at least in my mind. But I'm trying to figure out how this works, and I have a hunch that it's going to be quite awesome and interesting. And yeah, without further ado, let's look for the occasions. And the great thing is, there are plenty of occasions around. Today's occasion to write a card is that we're right now, well, basically having the 5th of January, which is one of those times of the year where you know that, well, of course, you've written some Christmas cards. Sadly, you didn't cover everyone who also wrote you a card. So I guess this week and also next week are going to be steered by the occasions that I received two Christmas cards that I didn't, from people who I didn't write to, wrote to the past years, didn't write this year, just because that every year, I don't know, you have a little bit of a different list, and sometimes it's on the list and sometimes it's not on the list, and then, you know, sometimes also things fall through the cracks. But luckily, you do not only have to wait for Christmas to write a card, you can just write a card when you're up for it. So one of the cards I'm going to respond to is, let me just grab behind me on my second desk, 1 second.
Where's the card?
Wait, too much desk space. I think it's over here. Should be finding it any minute now. Isn't it interesting how sometimes, especially if you have something particularly interesting and worthwhile and dear, and then you put it somewhere super duper special, and then you can never find it again. Give me a sec. I found it. That's the traditional situation where you think, you know, this is special. Let's put it someplace special, and then you never find it again. So it's a card from a former student of mine. I am teaching at a couple of different universities, usually somewhere between master and MBA students, sometimes executive MBA students. And this is a former MBA student of mine. And I was so excited to receive this in the mail. And she's a student who's living and working in Zurich. And she was sending a lovely Christmas card from one of her employers, and it's a really lovely project that they're working on, and I'm really looking forward to responding. And what I planned for today, not really planned, but it came out that way, is that I had a couple of really nice cards that are fold-out cards that you, well, you have to imagine it's an A6 format. So I would say for the Imperial friends out there, it's probably around 3 inches across, and then it's like 5 inches in the long edge. And then you can open it, changing the aspect ratio, so to speak, to a landscape. And when you open it, you have a golden inlet and a, well, it looks like a sparkling New Year's cracker, so to speak. And so that's the card I'm going to send just as a Happy New Year card. And always have to be careful for these because they're just very delicately cut out so that the pop-out effect, so to speak, is also very delicate. And yeah, so that's the card I'm going to write today. Today, I'm going to not write by hand, but write by my trusty old typewriter. And this trusty old typewriter is a Hermes, or Hermes, maybe Hermes, 3000, Hermes 3000. So if you look it up on the internet, it's one of those, yeah, it's a light blue, green, turquoise kind of color. And what you're hearing right now in the background is that the first step I have to take is to actually clean this thing because it hasn't been cleaned in a while. And it was actually quite sticky with, not necessarily sticky, but covered with dust. And now to have the letter come out nicely and also to have the whole occasion feel a little bit better. I'm just going to clean it real quickly with one of these disinfectant towelettes, which it doesn't really need because it cannot be really infecting. But it's just one of these things that if you clean it with, you have a sense of, now it's really nice and clean. And on one side and on the other side, it also just smells nice. And then it just smells nice and fresh and clean. Then the whole experience is something that is valuable and useful. Okay, so whole thing is clean now, only on the surface, of course, but you know, it works. It's set weirdly. That's the signature tone. Okay, wonderful. Let me just readjust this. Okay, let's get some paper, I would say. For paper, I'm using something that is, it's really off the shelf, and it's nice paper, but it's not really, you know, anything special. It's the brand of the paper. Oh, the manufacturer is Lana. The product brand is Distinction, and the version of this paper is Elegance. It's a 100 gram per square meter page. Wow, the grandfather clock works. It actually does one dong. Before it just did, hit the gong every, like they have these weights and it would go dong, 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 dong until the weight reached the floor. And now it really appears to work. It's lovely. So that's a little side note. Let's get back to the paper. So let's get one of these distinction pages filled up into the machine. Okay, let's have this nice and straight. And okay, here we are. Also nicely aligned. A little bit further, maybe. You know, I'm also not going to write like a very long thing. It's just a, hey, thank you for your nice letter. And I really enjoyed reading it. And it's great that you're keeping in touch and things like that. And not only things like that, you know, I'm going to, in a moment, I'm going to reflect a little bit on what I'm going to write. And but this is also, at least to me, it's part of the fun of writing a letter. Just thinking about what might be interesting and what might be fitting and appropriate somehow. What would be the best, I mean, the best, doesn't really matter the best, but what would be a suitable and friendly and nice way of communicating with that person? Takes a little bit of reflection, takes also a little bit of making your mind become a little bit slower and structuring your thoughts in a way that you are not really used to anymore because you're working with a word processor that doesn't really need considerable thinking. I mean, of course it does, but you can always restructure. And it's like, you know, it's a little bit akin to if you're working with a word processor, you're playing with Lego. You can always disconnect the blocks and you can reconnect them in other ways. And if you're writing by hand or writing with a machine, you kind of have to pre-arrange your thoughts in a way as, and that now sounds a little bit grandiose, but like a painter that starts painting on a new canvas. And that can also be a little bit intimidating. I mean, in the end, most of the great ideas, usually, at least to me, come after the fact. After you're technically done with the page, with the sentence, with the paragraph, and then, you know, how do you add? But writing with a traditional machine doesn't really work that way. So you have one chance, you have one go, and that's awesome. And you just try to make it your best. And that's also what kind of makes it unique in the end. You know, you cannot make things, I mean, today, technically, you can out and overperform in every single way and try and redo and reload your save game and so on and so forth. But with these more traditional approaches, you just take your best take. Yeah. I mean, let's look at it from the Bob Ross perspective. There are no errors. They're just happy little accidents. So yeah, let's do it this way. A little bit of coffee will be on my side. But still, you know, the great thing about a good typewriter is that it lets you adjust the margins in order not to write too much. Bing! So I've now adjusted my margins to, yeah, well, let's not be too passive. That's lovely. Okay, let's start with today's date. I hope this ink tape still works. What's today's date? Is it really the 5th? It is the 5th. Oh, Jesus Christ. This tape is super done. Let's see whether I just did a wrong. Ah, I think I said it the wrong way. Blue. Come on, don't let me hang here. Yeah. Awesome. January 5th, 2020. But it's not all the way in the corner. Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know what? I'm going to start over. That's also a very common thing with writing, especially traditionally, that at least in the beginning, at least I usually need, I don't know, 3, 4, or 5 goes until I really settle into the groove. Here is better. The interesting thing about this typewriter is that it doesn't really have a couple of quite important like buttons or keys. One key, for example, is the number one. It doesn't have it. And I always forget whether it's capital I or lowercase l that replaces the one. I think it's lowercase l. And it also doesn't have a zero. Number zero, you always use a large O, or a small O works well too. Okay, so now what I like to do is to just leave some space to have a handwritten, like ink written address, not necessarily the postal address, but a dear so-and-so. So addressing the person that you're writing to, and then start your letter with a little bit space to spare. I wonder whether I may also just do 2 double the line spacing. Let's have a look whether it works or not. Another great thing, especially when you're responding to something, is just to have a second go and look at the original card, which I, can you imagine it? I've already misplaced again. Should be somewhere here. Jesus. I mean, this desk really isn't that big. My ability to misplace stuff. Ah! Behind the typewriter. Okay, here we go. Such a lovely card. Wonderful. Okay. You know, I'm going to keep all of these contents to myself, because that's kind of the, I guess, also the privacy issue of not only my own preference, but also the privacy issue of the person who are sending me mail. So with that regard, this is always something that is private. But I'm, you know, I can always contextualize a little bit about what the card is. And this is just a very general, thank you very much for being in touch and being for a great collaboration, and have a lovely 2020. So with that regard, that's kind of the setting from which I start. Oi! Fuck, for tipped. Misspelled. Oh well, I'm just going to... you know, when you misspell something, at least for me right now, I really hit the button extremely slightly. So it's, instead of a G, it's now an F. But it's only ever so slightly, so I'm just going to punch a G over it. Yay! Hardly shows. It's interesting how the typewriter tries to move all over the place while typing. It's quite incredible how much mechanical energy is actually going in or going through this little machine that, you know, you also have to push quite hard. So it's kind of logical that the machine itself shifts through not all of the office, but at least part of the desk. Hmm. I wrote one of the words into the margin. That's not ideal, but I can adjust the margin with this machine. So I'm just going to push it out a bit. Oh, can I not? Uh-oh. Oh, yes, I can. Okay, bis. Okay, now let's bring it back. Schnick. Okay. And next line. Another fun thing is to write, you know, to some people this will sound extremely weird, but to me it doesn't. It's really fun to write an emoticon on a typewriter. It's just, you know, kind of, it's like Marty McFly traveling back to 1955 with a DeLorean, and it's just like introducing a little bit a thing of the future into a thing of the past. Kind of like that. It's like being extremely classic in the future, which kind of also links back to the whole idea and notion of being in 2020, right? I mean, 2020, I just heard a podcast today, and I don't know whether you also got this feeling that 2020 really sounds like living in the future. I mean, living in 2020. Because, I mean, once again, back to the future. Marty McFly, when he flew to the future, he only made it to 2015. The original, what's it called again? Blade Runner took place in 2019. Now here we are, 2020. Still don't have cyborgs, but you know, many people are quite happy with that. Still don't have flying cars. We still don't have a lot of stuff, but it still feels like, you know, 2020. It's really the future. I wonder whether people in 1920 also felt that way. Because all they knew was 18. Then they got accustomed to 19, the early years. And then they went to 1920. So it's like, wow, century is really getting serious with us now. It's really happening. Oh well, back to my emoticon. I missed an eye. Brink. How do I fix it? I could try it. I'm going to try and tip. Nah, Tippex is bad. I'm just going to ignore. yeah. I'm already that far in. I think if I redo it now, it's going to probably, you know, there's always going to be some little thing in there. Maybe I'm just going to add an I with a very fine fineliner. Oi, stuck. Does it work? Wait a sec. Slide forward, slide backward. Ah, no biggie. Works. Schnack. Schnack. Lean back. Oh, come on. What's up with the why? Why? Wait. I need to fix this. Every time stuff gets stuck, the little tape that carries the ink
gets stuck. Wonder why that works now. Let's have a look. And then the hood of the typewriter is hard to close. Schnick schnack. Okay, let's go back. H. Might also be that this typewriter just doesn't like to write or type the word hype. Oh well, it has to. Or it can't. I think the last time the... Yeah, it's not really... Wait. This way. I think the last time I adjusted the tape, didn't really want to go back into the area where it should have been. Should have went. There is your home. Yes. Okay, let's have a look. Close the lid. One, two. Excellent. That's the H. Here comes the Y. Yeah, hype. Wonderful. Ich nenne es. Oh, just the final letter was not possible to print in this line. Here we go. Adjusted the margins again, bringing it back. Next line. Oh, I need to have a comma there. One, two, and back, and a little bit more back. That's the E, that's the N, that's the comma. That's bringing the margin back. It's over. Oh, wrong. Ay. Now I really miswrote. But now, okay. If it's really off the charts, not ideal, I'm just going to cross it out. It's my decision. Oi! That's a weird... Okay, the thing doesn't have capital umlauts. And I tried to write Übung, which doesn't do. Let's go back one. X that out too. Übung. German word for exercise. Ach Gott, now it's really coming hard and thick here. I have to concentrate a bit. That's interesting. When you write and you find that it's not really working ideally right now, just have to concentrate a bit. Focus yourself. And then delete. You cannot delete. Urgh. Oi. Okay, every time I say oi, there's obviously nothing going wrong here. Huh. Ah, nice. 1A4. I think it's done. Yeah, it's not too bad. Looks nice. Yeah. Let's use this one. Address it, sign it, and somebody's going to be looking forward to a lovely little card. That's how easy it is. I mean, okay, took about, I don't know, 30 minutes? Good 30 minutes. Okay, 40 minutes. But, you know, with a little bit of Übung, of exercise, I think this is going to be an integral part of my year 2020. It's something so lovely ancient to sit down over a machine or just simply with your lovely fountain pen and then just reflect a bit, think about what you want to write to that person, and then just, yeah, go ching, 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 bling, and then you're done. Then you mail it, then you send it. And the awesome thing about this whole process is because you do not really retain a copy. I mean, that's usually not what you do when you type a paper. I mean, of course you could scan it, you could copy it, you could type a second version of it, but you wouldn't do that. You'd just send it and then have it be one of a kind and send that to your friend, and then it's going to be fun. So with that regard, the letter is done.
Hi there.